today the day that the Lord has made.
This is the day.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Enter his gates. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's the day that the Lord has made. Enter his gate. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter. The day that the Lord has made. Why don't you shout out a praise to God?
Come, as a mighty river come, by your hand deliver the Lord, let your presence wash over. Joe.
is a river.
There is a river flowing from the throne. It brings healing to the nations of the earth. Everything will live where the river flows. Living water quench this thirsty. Living water quench this thirsty.
Spirit, hold my comfort, strengthen me, strengthen me. peace of God to reign in your life this morning. Say the peace of God should reign in your life. Why don't you just find yourself a prayer partner this morning? Somebody you know can get a prayer through. Just find somebody you love. You can get three people if you want to. Let them know how much you love them, how much you're glad they're going to be here. Tell them,
I know how to pray. Tell them, I know how to pray.
Say, you're about to have your need met. Hey. Go on and pray in the Holy Ghost.
my soul, Lord.
Do you believe it?
Let my soul know. The world may fall away, but my soul, Lord. Not worry about tomorrow. Report that my soul knows. When everything falls away, I stand. That my soul knows.
I'm gonna stand.
Get us together for our presentation.
Burdens, they will
you worry about a thing. You're gonna win when the storm settles. The wind blows away, the dust flies. Let it fly, let the fur fly. In the end, I say in the end. You're gonna win, tell somebody. You're gonna win if you don't give in. You're gonna win, tell somebody. We're gonna win, we're gonna win. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold out just a little while, just a little while long. These heavy burdens, they will soon pass over. You're gonna win.
Hallelujah. I feel the heat.
You're gonna win.
I feel the anointing.
You're gonna win.
Yes, see, we are.
You're gonna win. Tell somebody we're gonna win. We're gonna win. We're gonna win. We're gonna win.
Tell three people.
We're gonna win.
Tell three people.
You're gonna win.
Tell them you're gonna win.
You're gonna win. You're gonna win.
Catch him and tell him.
You're gonna win. You're gonna win.
You're gonna win.
You're gonna win. You're gonna win.
Tell him.
You're gonna win.
You know that?
You're gonna win.
Katie, you're gonna win.
You're gonna win. You're gonna win. You're gonna win.
Jane Allen.
Win.
Hold out one more time.
Hold out just a little while, just a little while longer. These heavy burdens, they will soon pass over. Hold out just a little while longer. These heavy burdens, they will soon pass over. Hold. Just a little while longer. These heavy burdens, they will soon pass over.
You ready, Brother Jesse?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, give him praise. If you believe it, give him praise.
Give him praise. Give him praise.
Praise him a minute here.
Hallelujah.
He inhabits the praises of his people.
Hallelujah.
Something might happen if you praise him.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Praise him with me.
Hallelujah. We praise you. We lift you up.
You. Hallelujah. Y'all taking all that time this morning? Morning. But it's all right, it's all right, it's all right. Do you believe it's gonna be all right? Things through Christ that strengthens us.
Church, because she says that her life is just too messed up. But you know what? I think she's just afraid that people are going to judge her because of the life that she used to live.
Since I got saved, I've tried to convince my friends to come with me and see for themselves. But it seems they had this image in their heads that church is full of stuffy, boring, hypocritical people. This is so discouraging.
This church is a great place with great people. But most people don't even know we're here. And even if they do know we're here, they don't understand that our message is exactly for them, regardless of who they are. You see, this church isn't about a building. It's about everyday people living life. The church is for people just like them.
I'm married.
I'm separated.
I'm engaged. I'm a widow.
I'm single.
I'm divorced.
I'm looking.
Higher Dimensions Family Church, for people like you. Church isn't for perfect people. It's for those who know what it's like to fall and get back up again. People who realize that there's no such thing as a perfect person. Higher Dimensions Family Church, for people like you.
I'm swamped.
Oh, sheesh. I'm stressed.
I'm exhausted.
I'm done.
Heritage Baptist Church, for people like you. The church is not an exclusive society. It's a family of diverse people that face universal challenges, people learning to cope with life and who appreciate a good laugh. Heritage Baptist Church, 247-1896, for people like you.
I'm 31.
I'm 74.
I'm 19.
I'm 53.
Church online. It's not the building, it's the people that make a church. People that care for each other. People that support one another. People who understand what it's like to live life. Church on the way. For people like you.
We're great.
We're struggling.
We're making.
We're happy.
We too.
We're honey.
Syracuse Vineyard, for people like you. Church isn't for perfect people. It's for those who know what it's like to fall and get back up again. People who realize that there's no such thing as a perfect person. Syracuse Vineyard, called 407 Vine, for people like you.
I'm kind of shy.
I'm easygoing.
I'm really loud.
I'm pretty much to myself.
I'm sexy.
Cornerstone Church, for people like you. The church is not an exclusive society. It's a family of diverse people that face universal challenges, people learning to cope with life and who appreciate a good laugh. Cornerstone Church, 725-5000, for people like you.
Well, praise the Lord. What do y'all think about that? Turn on the lights. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Are y'all ready for it? We're buying every single one of those commercials for Nations Church.
Yay!
Y'all should get excited about that. Y'all should get excited about that. Hallelujah. We're going to start running. We're going to buy that package. We're going to run a wonderful campaign in September. Amen. And it's going to be running all six of the commercials on, what is it, CNN, SBN, MTV. And MTV. We're not going on any Christian station. It'll be all the secular stations. In the, from we're going to try to run from Conroe all the way to Spring. From 1960 all the way down to Conroe. We're not going to do the. We're only going to do the geographic area that we're coming in here, and they'll put the website on there, the church, all the church stuff on there. We're going to wait. Now I tell you what, we got several giants to overcome in order to do that. Okay, how many of you want to grow? Look at all the. This is great, amen. But we'd like to do more. You know what? I've gotten beyond the point. If God takes us to thousands, whoop-de-doo. But you know what? If we could just fill this room and be happy and pay our bills, lovely Lord Jesus, we love you anyhow. Amen.
Amen.
There's nothing wrong with that as long as we can preach the gospel and be content, you know, with what God has. As long as we can live right and love one another, that's all that makes a difference. Amen. But there might be some other people out there that might just be blessed by this ministry, you know, that might be blessed by the words that the ministry has to offer in order to do it. Now, if we do a campaign, how many of you believe people will really come? This last year, we ran absolutely no publicity. Did you know that? We did absolutely no PR. This last year, other than tease those signs. So next year, we're going to kick it in, and we're going to upgrade our publicity. We're going to do a publicity just blitz. And we know how to do that. We know how to do PR, but the issue with PR is not necessarily getting the people to get in the door. We can get them in the door, but the issue is, what door do we have to look out for? Front door is not the problem. What door is the problem? The back door is the problem. What fixes the back door? You do. You know, we can get 1,001 people to come up in here, you know, but if we don't do our part to get them to stay, you know what, we're going to be in trouble. And I don't believe I'll chase anybody out of here, amen. I don't believe I'm necessarily too much of the problem. I'll chase a couple bad ones out, amen.
Amen.
But, you know, but we're not too much of the problem. But the issue is, if we get people to come, we've got to be ready and prepared.
Yes.
Don't think that, you know, we can do a big blitz up here, then all of a sudden everybody's just going to come in here and love the place and keep the place, amen. We go and investing that kind of resource into a publicity thing to get the people to come in. We got to be prepared and ready to handle them. Amen. That means doing it all. And somebody say amen.
Amen.
It means starting on time. And starting on time means more than just us starting the music.
Yes.
Takes a whole lot more church services. You know, if church was all about music and a preacher, that means that you wouldn't have to have membership. Right. That means that you can just go to your, I can go to my bathroom and turn on a tape deck and start playing and singing myself and preaching myself. Would that be church? What does it take to make a church?
Body.
It takes people to make a church. So it's, you know, so in order to start on time, amen, that means everybody. Somebody say everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody's got to be here. So we want to start to, somebody say, let's start to practice during the summer and get ready.
Yes.
So that we're all in position. Everybody should learn. Everybody in here, we're going to have to be working. That's a lot of work to entertain that the number of people we'll be reaching, amen?
Yeah.
So if you think you're going to kick in September, it won't work that way. You need to get involved now so that it's like routine for you around the time that September comes. We're going to do several campaigns in order to raise the finances to do that because it is an expense. But you know what? We can handle it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We can handle it. We can have rummage sales, flea markets, anything else. We can beg. Hallelujah. No. But we can raise the money to do that, amen? And the thing about it is, people say, well, that's a lot of money. Well, I tell you what, if we're successful, if we pay for that, we'll get some people in here that'll help us pay for, you know, it'll pay for itself in the long run. It's
amen.
Expensive to have a small church with a little bit of people in here, amen. The best way to do is to really bite the bullet, pay for it, amen, so that we're not struggling next year. So anybody can see the wisdom in that?
Amen.
So we're going to go for that. In the months to come, you know, get involved in any campaign that we're doing, trying to raise the finances to pay for it, okay?
Amen.
If God speaks to your heart to do that. Aren't you excited about that?
Yeah.
But until we get those people, amen, who takes care of the house right now? We want to still have a church by the time we do those commercials, amen?
Mm-hmm.
How would you like to have the commercials that they get here, the doors locked, we'd have been put out, amen? No? We didn't pay for the commercials, but the doors are locked, amen? They don't have a building, amen? So we want to be here. Can we hold down the fort until we get our help? So that's our assignment this summer. What we want to do is we want to hold down this summer. What we want to be able to do, we want to train you for effective ministry this summer. I know summer vacation time comes along, but don't blow our opportunity for the fall, okay? We know that people go crazy. People think summertime, slack time, you know, go on vacation, whatever else it is. But Jesus doesn't go on vacation. The number one time for people to get involved in church and when people are coming into town is those summer months. So we don't want to blow our summer months, you know. So look to let's get a let's do a knockout summer. How would you like to slap the devil in the face?
Amen.
We've in the past, the summer has been a horrible time for Nations Church, but we're going to turn that around and make it the best time for Nations Church. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So we want to give you the opportunity to sow right now. Amen. Why don't you pull out a bunch of money? Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we're going to receive this morning's offering. Amen. We will not use morning offerings. We will not use tithes. We'll not use tithes or any of the stuff, money that we already roll, because what we take in now covers what we have now, right?
Amen.
So this new project has got to float on its own boat. Amen. So we want you to get busy about it. Pray and ask God as to what you should do in the area of that thing. You know, maybe you can afford to sow some money to it. If you can't afford to sow money to it, you know what? Commit yourself to raise some money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the children did that little raffle. That's I believe right. The children raised about $400 just on the raffle. You know, so you might think, hey, I could raise $1,000, you know. If I thought about it, I could raise $1,000. How could you raise it? And one person say, hey, I want to do a car wash, and I'm going to get several people to help me do a car wash, and our goal is to raise $1,000 for that campaign. How would you like that if everybody just said, I'm going to bite off $2,500 of that issue? I don't have to do it all myself, but I'm going to think of a way to raise that money. If we all do it that way, we can all get it accomplished. It's not hard to do that. Sister Terry is working on a fundraiser right now. You know Sister Terry? She's not here. Sister Terry plays hardball, doesn't she, Jesse? Sister Terry is extremely serious. Sister Terry is going to have a banquet or a prayer breakfast probably a year from now. Prayer breakfast. She's going to do a prayer breakfast, and I think, what is her tickets for her prayer breakfast?
$100.
I think it's anywhere from $50 to $100. But Sister Terry says she wants to contact Danzel Washington to be her MC. Amen. And I believe she'll have the ability to do it. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
She'll accomplish her goal. Yeah. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
You know, there are different ministries for different people, and it takes all different types to get together to do something good. Amen. So we got our faith that way. So let's hold down the fort now. Somebody say, thank God for offerings.
Thank God for offerings.
And we're going to get everything God has for us. Amen. Why don't you stand up with that offering in your hand? I tell you what, this is the greatest church on earth. Crystal was, how many of y'all glad to see Crystal back?
Amen.
She did so good. She drove all the way down to Alabama, went to school. Amen. You're fresh. Are you a senior now? No. No. But she went down to school, and she went down there and told those integrity people that she went to the greatest church on earth. They said, what church you go to? She said, the best one. She said, out there in the woodlands. She went down there with those people, and she found out, you know, it was a great school, but she said there's no place like home. Amen?
Amen.
And she really was able to float. Can you just share just 2 seconds? We'll get them out of here at 12:30. Come on. Just share 2 seconds. What you came back with a new fire and a new fervor for different things, even though it was worship school. Just two. You got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, I better go fast. There was so much. It was a really awesome week and just a experience to just grow. What I really was blessed by is just the fact that these people, even though they're primarily into musical aspects of ministry, that they really encouraged ministry in the local church body, and they had a lot of great ideas for different things to incorporate into your church worship services, and that was really their focus, is a healthy church body and healthy local churches. So I was really encouraged, you know, and trained. They gave me a ton of new ideas, new resources, so I'm really excited about.
And you're going to do them all, right?
Amen.
Somebody say praise God. So Crystal, somebody say, I'm glad we got Crystal, amen.
And Jesse.
And I'm really glad. Somebody say, without Pastor Rob, we'd be up a creek, amen. Oh, thank God, amen. No, I'm joking with you, amen. Well, you got your offering envelope, put the wave your offering way up high in the air, make the devil real mad, amen. Hallelujah. Make the devil mad. Make sure he's not laughing at your offering, amen. Let's make him mad, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Somebody say, hi. Some of these offers, you know, if you do your best, it's not the amount, it's just your best that matters. It's not the amount, it's your best that matters, because it's where your seed is where your heart is, you know. You know, so, you know, sometimes the devil can look at the offering, he can get real scared. Say, oh, man, that person's real serious about what they want to do. But I believe sometimes he looks at the offering and say, oh, we don't have nothing to worry about this week. Glory to God. Some say, devil, you got something to worry about this week. Because every penny, nickel, and dime, and big buck, and them checks, thank God for the checks. Amen. Is going to make you. Lose your seat. I'm going to buy you out in Jesus' name. Thank God. Why don't you come on up and sow with faith? Say hallelujah. Say, look at somebody and tell them, I got my money. Glory to God. Look at somebody, I got my money. So, hallelujah. Go get that. Jump up there and get that. Just don't. Hey, somebody say praise God. Melanie's here with that pretty little girl. Amen. Somebody say thank God. You're just in time for offering. Somebody give her an envelope. Hallelujah. Go give that to that lady that just came in the door. Amen. Somebody say thank God. Who is that? Praise. Don't y'all like that outfit? I tell you what, I want you to hang around here. You can be a model and pay. You can put us on all the networks. Amen. It's a little hot in here, but we can still do it. Amen. It's good to be in the house of God. Amen. Feels good in here this morning. Everybody look around and place your hand towards Sister Kathy. Amen. And say, Sister Kathy, we love you. And appreciate your ministry. You be blessed back there. God fill you with wisdom and the word. Tomorrow we're driving to San Antonio with Sister Kathy. She's going to have surgery tomorrow. Amen. But it's a good surgery. Amen. She's getting rid of one of her. She's not going to be the bionic woman anymore. Amen.
Hallelujah.
She's getting rid of all that extra stuff that makes the things go beep in the night. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm talking about there was a device. Amen. Amen. She's going to get that out. Kelly's out of the hospital. Amen.
Amen.
And the doctors told her exactly what we said all along. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Someone say, glory to God. You're already healed. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Well, we've been on this premise of no good people. Everybody say, no good people. Say, no good. Amen. Somebody say, hallelujah. See, y'all going to be able to carry your Bible around, and you're going to be able to walk around instead of saying heathen. Y'all going to say, you little heathen. Then you're going to say, oh, no good heathen. Everybody say, no good heathen.
No good heathen.
Just no good.
No good.
Whoo, hallelujah. How many say y'all like that? Amen. Why don't you go to Matthew? Amen. Y'all go to somebody and say, Pastor was preaching all about you this morning. Hallelujah. You got to wait for the tape. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. I like this. Sometimes I get scriptures, and things to teach on. And as I'm teaching it out around the end, I said, well, I guess we're on a new premise or something else. And as I'm teaching it, as I get my scriptures from God, I'll start reading. I'll say, wow, look at there. There it is. Amen. We also want to tell you that watering word seed is absolutely awesome. It's on Wednesdays at 11 o'clock at the home.
No, it's on Fridays.
Fridays at 11 o'clock. Amen. Is it at the Coon Mansion?
Yeah.
Amen. Somebody say it's at the Coon Mansion. Amen.
It's at the Coon Mansion.
I tell you what, that name Coon lets you think it's a big cabin up in the hills someplace, doesn't it? Y'all can come out there to the Coon Mansion. We have biscuits and gravy. Amen. No. Now, Matthew... go to Matthew 5, verse 13. It says, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth what?
Good for nothing.
It is henceforth good for nothing. But to be cast out and trodden under foot of men. You know, there are certain, some say, you ain't good for nothing to be walked on. Tell somebody that. Just say it to crack a joke, just to get it inside yourself. Come on. Some say, good for nothing,
but to be walked on.
There are so many people out there that are trying to walk on everybody else, but they can't realize they're good for nothing but to be walked on. Everybody say, ain't nobody going to walk over me anymore. And they get up all asserted in themselves. I'm not going to take it anymore. Anybody heard that? I'm going to change myself. Ain't nobody walking on me no more. Somebody say, good for nothing.
But to be walked on.
There are certain things you can learn about Jesus' lifestyle and the lifestyle of Christ, amen, that will naturally cause you not to be walked on. And so many people got this mindset, ain't nobody going to step on me, and they just set themselves up to be somebody's floor mat, amen, or the red carpet. There are so many people who are nothing but a red carpet for those that decide to walk in righteousness. So say, good for nothing,
good for nothing.
But to be walked on. Do you see that right there in Scripture?
Yes.
Hence, if the salt has lost its savor, those people are good for nothing but to be done nothing but to be taken advantage of and walked on and cast out. How do you like to be put out of everything? How do you like to be put? How many feel put out sometime and walked on? Well, we can be put out and walked on, and many times the reason why we're put out and walked on is because of the way that we choose to live. So I'm going to say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, we don't want to be those no good people. Amen?
Amen.
We want to be worth something in the kingdom of God. So I'm going to say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I tell you what, a double-minded person is unstable in all their ways. You know, you got to have the mind of Christ and settle in it that this lifestyle, that his teachings is the way you're going to get over. Mm-hmm. It's the way you're going to win. But to have a little bit of the teaching, amen, to have the teaching in your mouth, but your own steps, you know, and you're going to make your own decisions and call your own shots. None of this teaching stuff does you any good. I tell you what, you are absolutely good for nothing. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many met people, Christian people? I tell you what, when you meet a true believer and you meet someone that's truly saved, I'm talking about somebody just on their way to heaven, but somebody that truly has God on the inside, a man or a woman of God, they're going to be worth something to you. Something more than just a prayer.
Amen.
You know, we had one person call up, one poor guy call up on the phone, and the person wanted some money to do some stuff, and at that point, we were literally tapped. We didn't have the ability to do it. The guy was out of the geographic area. Crystal was here on Saturday and just happened to pick up the phone, and the guy was trying to get somewhere, wasn't he, Crystal? And the Holy Ghost said, you know what, we could have done something, but he said, if you did this, you would have been lacking in another area. You're not to that level yet to where you can, you know, just sometimes you do get no. So we knew that we were not to flow in that area at that time. But the Holy Ghost said, don't release yourself. Call around to some of these other churches. Amen. It got a little bit more than you got or whatever it was. And I figured out several churches in the area. I found several churches that I knew in the area. Somebody say amen. And, you know, I called around the area and said, hey, there's a boy right there in the hospital right now with his son. They don't have anywhere to go. And he's sick. They're trying to get out of the area. I said, it's only people. It wasn't even over $125. We're probably talking about $100. What was it, Crystal? About $100. And I said, now, listen, we were to the point and said, listen, I called how many churches? Most of the churches you couldn't get a hold of. It was on Saturday. You know, sometimes they did answer the phone, but you weren't going to get nobody. So we called around. I'm not talking about little small churches like us. I'm talking about big ones. Amen. All around town and nobody was there. Couldn't get anybody. And you did get them. They gave you a run around all the assistance centers and wasn't getting no assistance on Saturday. If you're going to be hungry, don't be hungry on Saturday. You're going to have to wait till Monday. Amen. You know, it's a crisis center this, crisis center that. You better not have no crisis on the weekend, amen? So we called, couldn't get anything. So we finally got a hold of one. Thank God we know different people's numbers. So we called right there at the house and knew exactly, this is not hard. And he's got these great people of faith. God's always moving. God's always flowing. You know, and we just knew this was an area that somebody needed to step in. And, well, this is your geographic area. And we know you have ministry to men. Care so much. You ever met people? Oh, that's my heart. That's my passion. If I got heart and I got a passion, I can't help but sow into my passion. I'm not going to sow into everybody's passion, but I tell you what, if it's my passion, I don't care. I'm going to do without to sow into my passion. Well, so there's some passion right there. Why don't you go for it? Well, man, I don't think so, but let me pray. I'm a pastor. You know, I said, listen, I'm not the one in need. I was thinking to myself, yeah, we can pray all you want to. Amen. I'm a pastor. I could have prayed myself and did pray. We're calling for $100 to get this boy out of the hospital, and maybe you can pick him up and take him to church. Then get him on the bus. And then I'll reimburse you. I'll hook up with you. I just don't have time. You know, I can't get down there, but I'll hook up. I'll even give you the money back. But no, we can't do that. We want to pray about it. Father, I'm going to agree with you in prayer. Somebody say, good for nothing.
Good for nothing.
Christians.
Christians.
Shame on people that have the ability to do right and decide to pray.
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah. I mean, I was so shocked. I hung up that phone. And I said, man, I called the boy back. You know, I'm sitting up on the phone for what, an hour? Calling all around trying to work this thing out so that we could get the need met. Because I had, you know. And I learned some stuff. I learned some stuff that, you know, at times we could be a whole lot of talk, but no walk and no action.
Amen.
So it's that salt that's lost.
It's savor.
Good for nothing.
Good for nothing.
But to be done what with? Cast out
and walked on.
And walked on. I believe the church has been cast out of society in so many ways. Don't nobody want to hear what we have to say? Amen. In America, the church used to be the center of the community. Now we're the storefront of the other side of the tracks. Why? Somebody say, we've been put out. They told our society, told the church, just like so many women tell their husbands, you need to hit the curb. I'm going to tell you what, when things are no good, it is inevitable, amen, that it will be cast out. And that's what it says here. If the salt has lost its savor, it's good for nothing. So just go on and get it out of the way. Amen. And then people just start to walk all over it. Amen. That's the predicament that the church is in today. We get walked all over. People come, you know, we've been cast out. You know, now the mall is the biggest building in town. It used to be the church. Hundred years ago, you go there, you want to have a meeting, you had to go to the church because it was the largest place in town to be. It's where the schoolhouses were usually in the church. Amen. Everything was centered around that church building. That was the center. You know, it wasn't town hall. Town hall was the church. They had court in the church.
That's right.
Amen. When they were going to build a little town, the first building that they built, first community building that they built themselves a church.
That's right. Amen.
And that church met the needs of the people. But now that it's some things have been flipped around. We've lost our authority. We've lost our power. Amen. You know, we do everything else. What the church is meant to be, you want to be taken advantage of. I'm telling you what, there are people who make a living off of taking advantage of churches.
Amen.
That was a phone call 15 minutes ago. This woman, she didn't even know. We got you by name, honey. I mean, she didn't rip us off. You know, there are certain people that make a living off ripping off churches. They just make their rounds. They write the church name down. They say, I'm going to hit that one next month, and I'll be back again. One woman came, wore us out 1 week, brought some bills that just had to be paid. You know, she didn't know we had to have bills paid, too. We paid hers in faith, and she brought every bill. I paid the bill. Two other people paid the bill. Amen. Then she got Jesse's Christmas flower, Mother's Day flowers. Amen. On Mother's Day. I mean, she walked all over this place and cleaned up. There are certain people that come to church. They ain't looking for Jesus. They're looking to clean up. And I tell you what, if you're not wise, they will. That's what that scripture says, the church, good for nothing but to be. See, that's a condition that we get ourselves in because we're good for nothing but to be cast out of the center, amen, and walked all over. People don't want to hear this message. People don't want to hear this message. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Salt that has lost its savor. But I believe God's going to restore the church once again. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Losing its savor. You know, I said salt, it lost its savor. What does that basically mean? I mean, it doesn't taste like anything anymore. Doesn't have a distinctive taste. Doesn't have a distinctive smell. Ain't nothing different about it whatsoever. Somebody say, well. How many churches you go into, you don't even know where you're in the church. You could be, you know, you might even be in any kind of meeting, but you don't know you're in the presence of God.
Amen.
You don't know whether the anointing's in the place or not. You don't know what you're going to get. It's just a group of people. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing different about it whatsoever. It could be a high school assembly. Many churches you go to, you don't know whether you're in church or at a a political convention someplace. Can't tell the difference. You wonder, they trying to preach the gospel or running for office. Say, lost its savor. So many of us Christians get to the point to where we lose our savor. We've lost the taste and touch of God on our lives. People talk, you know, people get around us and we wonder. People don't take you serious. They cast you out when you come. Oh, hold on, let me pray. They don't need you to pray. They don't want to hear your prayer. They know you ain't no different than they are. Before you know it, in that little circle, you had a Christian, you know, people knew you as a believer. They knew you as a man or a woman of God. Amen. You had that respect. You had that anointing about you. Now, did nobody take you serious? So they cast out and walked on. But God wants to get us to the point. Somebody say hallelujah. To where we make it back again. This word also savor, when we talk about this, this word savor could also mean stupidity. Did you know that? It has to do with stupidity. Everybody say salt can also represent wisdom. So the salt represents the wisdom of God. And the wisdom of God is what? Foolishness to man. And the wisdom of man is foolishness to God. But we all want to live the same way the world lives. We want to have the world's wisdom, the world's way of doing things. We don't want to have the wisdom of the Spirit of God, the wisdom of the Word of God. Amen? So what we do, we've lost our saltiness. We've lost our smell. We've lost our taste. We don't taste any different. And when we've lost our savor, what we've done is we've given up the wisdom of God. Amen? For foolishness. But I believe a day is coming. Somebody say hallelujah. When we're going to read something in the Word of God, and we're going to hold to it as true, whether they want to hear it or not. Amen. We'll start to taste like salt again.
Amen.
We'll start to look like Christians. Amen. I'm not just talking about dresses down to the floor. Amen.
Amen.
But there is something about looking holy. Something does change. We are strange and peculiar people. Now, we are free and liberated. You can wear makeup and stuff like that, but you don't need to go to extreme. Amen?
Amen.
You're on your way to glory, not to a nightclub to be dancing on some type of bar stool. Amen. I'm going to say it. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. That's in the Bible.
That's right.
You go. I mean, you turn on certain Christian shows. I don't know whether I'm watching MTV. I don't know whether Madonna's going to jump out or Prince. Or the preacher. We've lost every sense. There are certain things, you know, as saints, as we get saved and we get up in front of people. Now, I'm not getting all extreme. You know, I want you to look good. Amen. I'm not asking you to look like no nun coming in here. Amen. But you need to look sanctified a little bit. Amen.
Amen.
That you've already met what you need. Glory to God. God going to bring it to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say lost.
Lost.
It's savor. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bell's touched by God. Hallelujah. I like these kind of messages. I couldn't get her to crack a smile in any service. Amen. Hallelujah. That's nice. But we can get, I got 10 minutes, but we can get back the savor of God again. We can get back the taste of God again to where we start to get back where we belong. Amen.
Yeah.
You don't have to wait for people to give you a place. Amen. You just be what God tells you to be. Glory to God. And you'll get a voice.
Amen.
People don't want to hear anything. People don't want to hear you when you're going to say the same thing they're going to say themselves.
That's right.
You ever heard somebody say, I already know it. You don't have to tell me. Amen. Well, that's what the problem with the church is today. We want to tell people stuff they already know.
Mm-hmm.
We want to tickle people's ears. We want to tickle their ears instead of save their souls. Glory to God. But we don't want to be people that are good for nothing. We want to be people with a destiny. Amen. Some say, I taste different, and this taste is going to do you much better. Like castor oil. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah. Behold, if any man be in Christ, it is a new one. Creature.
Amen.
old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
Yes, amen.
How do you tell something's new? It looks different.
That's right.
It acts different. It walks different. It talks different. It has a new authority about it. Amen? So listen. Here, what verse were we reading right there?
13.
Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its flavor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and trodden underfoot. So we say good for nothing things.
Good for nothing things.
Are good for nothing, but be cast out.
To be cast out.
And put underfoot. You know the devil's going to be under our feet because he's good for nothing? Do you know the devil's going to be put under your feet because it's good for nothing? Turn to Romans chapter 16, verse 20.
Yeah.
I'm just doing my intro this morning. I know I'm not going to be able to get done. Amen, but it'll still be good. If you seek that which is good, you'll have life. But if you seek evil and things don't satisfy, the end of all of those things is only death. Death of your mentality, amen. Death of happiness, death of goals, death of vision, death of the presence of God in your life. Seek that which is good and go on and live.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Choose ye this day whom you want to serve. Amen. Either serve God or the devil.
Amen.
Life or death. It's all about decisions. We think we can continue to make no good decisions and have good come out of our life. You know, we think we can continue to eat. Jesse, can you close that door? We think we can continue just to put junk in, and a brighter day going to come out. We think we can keep, you know, we think we can keep reading all the devil's report, hanging on ungodly people, all this other stuff, and expect our life to get better. Expect our depression to go away. Expect healing to come. The Bible says you reap what you do, what you sow. So if you continue to reap that which is unpleasing, amen, that which is not going to do you any profit, don't expect tomorrow. We can sing as much as you want. Something good, something great going to happen to me. Let it happen to me. Usually what's going to happen to you is what you put out there, what you sowed for.
Amen.
And the God of peace, let me say the God of peace,
the God of peace,
shall soon crush what? Under your feet. Notice that the God of peace and God, and peace means shalom,
yes,
goodness, and all those things.
Yes.
The God of what? Goodness will soon crush Satan, the one that always deceives people to go off, and he's the great deceiver. He tells us that our mindset, that our mentality, negative thought, and all these things, oh, it'll never add up. He deceives us to think that our stupid way of living is going to bring us good. Notice that Peter, you know, came up against Jesus one time. Jesus was on the will of God, and it didn't look good at that time. And Peter said, oh, Lord, don't let that happen to you. He said, far be that happen to you, Lord. And then Jesus turned around and looked at Peter and said, Satan, get thee behind me, for you savorest not the things that be of God. Notice he said what? Savorest.
That's great.
Everybody say savorest.
So
you don't taste like stuff that comes from God. You don't have the spirit of the Holy Ghost. You're not yielding to the way of the Spirit. So get thee behind me, Satan. He cast the devil out of his way. Notice that we always cast the devil out. We cast the devil out. Notice right here when it says, listen, we are good for nothing but to be what? Cast out. Amen. And walked on. And the God of peace, the God of goodness, will soon crush, soon bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Tell you what, every evil path, amen, every evil path, I'm going to tell you what, the way up is God. The way up is God. Every evil path will be put under your feet. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Every wicked plan will be put under your feet. Glory to God. See, there are several armies out there. There are several minds of thought. There are several trains of thought out there. And the devil's out there just rolling. And people that worship the devil, They don't know his name, but they worship him. When they serve selfish ambition, their own goals, I'm going to step on this one. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. I tell you what, the Bible says that God's going to laugh at them one day. The way of the wicked, people that just constantly think they're going to live wickedly and all this other stuff, and I'll never get caught, I'll never get nailed, I'm going to be ruler of the world. You're going to be doormat. But those that decide to live for Jesus Christ and are content about it. I'm not just talking about living for Jesus. I'm not just talking about, you know, running your mouth about it. You know, just going to church. I'm talking about going to church and taking church home with you.
Amen.
To where people don't have to know that you speak in tongues to tell whether you're saved or not.
Amen.
They don't have to see a fish on the back of your car to tell whether you're saved or not. They just have to bump into you in a grocery store to tell whether you're saved or not.
Amen.
Or take 15 minutes longer getting your order. Mm-hmm. Somebody say hallelujah.
Yeah.
I know she's getting on me. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
How do people know whether you're saved or not? Because I say, oh, hallelujah. They say that on South Park. The little cartoon characters aren't saved.
Amen.
Sam Kennison said that. How do they know? You know, what do you taste like? Didn't she say taste or smell like? Glory to God. You see certain people, personality, certain things come, man, that stinks. Stinky personality, stinky attitudes, and all this other stuff, and supposed to be like Jesus. Amen. He's the rose of Sharon, not the stench from hell. Somebody say hallelujah. How are we going to be connected to him? Somebody say amen. You can tell Christians. Somebody say, oh, it's not about works. Oh, yes, it is. Better stop fooling yourself. Somebody say hallelujah. People around there think they're doing people good, living any kind of way they want to, act any kind of way, being themselves. Let me tell you what, if you had enough to make it in and of yourself and in your own attitude, in your own personality, in your own way of living, Jesus would have had you get on the cross someplace. We off to war. Hallelujah. There they go. Let's all pray. In these days you hear a helicopter go, everybody pray. Somebody said something. No, it's going to be all right. Amen. We're going to win. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that's a good troop carrier. Amen.
Troop carrier.
Oh, my. Is this good teaching for you? Now, I'm just trying to get you a little bit convicted this morning. People say, I didn't come to church, you know, all this other stuff. Let me tell you what, the Holy Ghost convicts of sin. Holy Ghost convicts of sin. I mean, we all skipping along life. I don't do nothing wrong. I got it all together, you know, full of mess. Looking like the devil, acting like the devil, playing Christian music in your Walkman as you go. Somebody say, amen. Holy Ghost here to get in their face and say it and tell us the truth. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody's breath stinks. You bless them with a toothbrush. Some of us a little bit more brazen than the other ones. Amen. Good God, you need a Tic Tac. Well, sometimes that's how we need to be spiritually. Somebody say amen. Give me one. Hallelujah. Somebody say we've lost our savor and we want to get it back. We want people to say, look out, here comes a believer, here comes a Christian, here comes a man or a woman of God.
Amen.
That means more than just a bun.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Things that are good for nothing will be walked all over. Mm-hmm. And notice, good for something. See, that's the idea. That's the whole key behind the whole thing. Many people just want to be good, but you won't be good until you realize what you're good for.
Amen.
Only God is just good. You're good for something.
Amen.
For the Lord is that there is none good but God. Amen. Other than that, we're just good to be used of God to do something else. Amen.
Amen.
To be a blessing to somebody else.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not trying to be good to look better than somebody else. You're trying to do good, amen, to bring a change in somebody's life.
Amen.
The second part is really, I wish I hadn't stayed on this so long, but I wanted to get it deep down on the inside of us. Amen. About this goodness thing. Now we're going to realize that tonight, if the Holy Ghost will let us, amen, we're going to really talk about what we wanted to talk about this morning. Amen. And that's about how to be blessed. We're going to talk about those Beatitudes. We're going to break down the Beatitudes. Someone says, I've heard it before. I bet you haven't heard it like this. The Beatitudes. The Beatitudes. The blessing of living out the Beatitudes of God. Amen. Blessed are you when this happens. Blessed are you when that happens. And why are you blessed in that fashion? Amen. How many want to be blessed in this lifestyle? In this,
yeah.
In this life. You want to be blessed and you want to be a blessing. Tired of being no good. Somebody say amen. How do you know when you were so good? Were you good to anybody this week? Amen. Well, I'm going to be a blessing to all people. Amen. And to all men. And we're going to cover that tonight. Someone say, ooh, I'm going to be real salty. I like salty food. Amen. So why don't you stand up right where you are? Did y'all enjoy that this morning?
Yes.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In closing, ye are the light of the world. That means you are the wisdom of this world. You are the wisdom that the world needs. But are people seeing wisdom and revelation in your life? Or are you just speaking? You know, listen, ye are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid.
Amen.
Neither do men put a light a candle, and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestand. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house.
Amen.
God wants to do that to you and to me. We are the light of this community. And God doesn't want us stuck in the back corner someplace. Amen. He wants to put us on a light, on a stand somewhere where people can see the wisdom of God and the lifestyle of God, how it makes sense. We just don't want to blend in darkness. So let your light shine on before men, that they may see your what?
Good works.
And glorify your Father which is in heaven. Jesus went about everywhere doing good. Let your light shine. This lifestyle that people don't understand, let it shine. Lifestyle of self-sacrifice, worship, honor, truth. Yieldedness to the Holy Ghost. Don't be ashamed of it. Let it shine. Put it on a hill someplace.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm a believer.
Amen.
I'm saved. And I don't have a problem with it. Amen. So say, this little light of mine.
This little light of mine.
I'm going to let it shine.
I'm going to let it shine.
Let it shine, let it shine. Pray in the Holy Ghost as you let your light shine. Goes along what we're talking about, you know. Come out, wherever you are. Hiding under rocks and all these things. You know God has called you and God loves you. You have a purpose on your life and you know God is real. Stop trying to hide out of you. Come on out and let it shine. And it'll be all right. We'll be here tonight at 7 o'clock. I enjoyed being here with you this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Be in prayer for us all week long. Amen. Hallelujah. Be in prayer for the church. Good things are happening. We want more good to come. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
That the word of God will go forth with boldness.
Yes.
Amen. And love the people. Y'all, you know, it's only 12:30. Have a cup of coffee and let people know how much you appreciate them.
Amen.
You know, it's a prerequisite.
Amen.
To love your brothers and sisters in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It's a command of God, and people need that. Amen? So encourage somebody before you. So I try to just rush out the door real quick. Amen? Get there and bless the people just a little bit, and then get out real fast. Amen? When you see us start trying to lock the door, and we're going, mm-hmm, and we standing by the door, amen, that means fellowship time is over. Amen? But other than that, just get around somebody and encourage them. You never know what you can do for them, amen, and what they can say to you. Amen? So today, I got an assignment for you as you go out the door, amen. Find somebody you usually don't talk to, amen, and act like you're interested in what they're saying. Find a different one. Find somebody you hardly get a chance to talk to, amen, and talk to them for 5 minutes and say, I hardly get a chance to talk to you. What is that you got on your head? Just say, how do you do that? Where did you get them shoes? Glory to God. So go on out there and do that.